Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cozy, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, March 28th, 2021, Palm Sunday. Now here is Father Anthony.
When I was in seventh grade, my parents allowed us to go to the mall, and I remember using some of my birthday money to buy clothes. And at that time, it was very fashionable to buy ripped jeans that had holes in them. And it seems like every 15, 20 years, the ripped jeans come back in style. So I remember going there and then putting on the jeans, thinking I was real cool. I looked like Justin Timberlake, I thought in my mind. And came home, and my dad said, "What'd you buy?" And I said, "Oh, some jeans." He goes, "Try them on." Okay. Wear them, come into the living room, points at my knee and says, "What's that?" I said, "That's a hole." He goes, "Yeah, you'll probably need to return those. They have holes in them." And I said, "No, they're made like that." Fashion kind of comes and goes with different trends of the times. Holes being associated sometimes with poverty or with fashion. I'm not here to judge either way. But Jesus also was a fashionable person. In the gospel today, we read about the soldiers kind of casting lots about his garment. It was a seamless garment. In the ancient world, that took great craft to be able to sew it in such a way to not have the seam show at all. We also read in Luke's gospel that Jesus' vest that he has on has a hem at the bottom, or a tassel. And there's the woman with the hemorrhage who reaches out just to touch the tassel of Jesus' hem. And it was very beautiful. We know that if they cast lots, that it's something very important to them because they didn't want to divide it into four pieces and rip it apart. In the ancient world, they didn't have JCPenney and Kohl's. The people who made your clothes were either your mother or your grandmother. So it was most likely the Blessed Virgin Mary who made Jesus' seamless garment that he wore. And he wore it at different times. He wore it when he was at the synagogue, as he was leaving, and that's where the woman found him that had the hemorrhage. And now he's wearing it on Good Friday, the day of his wedding. He's wearing his wedding garment as he goes to the cross. And so the soldiers strip him of the garment that his mother Mary gave him, and they put on another garment on top of Jesus, one of violet purple, kind of like our statues that are covered in our Stations of the Cross here, because purple was the color of royalty. But this was not a pretty seamless garment. This was a garment that they were putting on him that was like a costume to make him like a jester. Because in the ancient Roman times, they didn't care what the Jewish people thought. When you made yourself another Caesar, another king, that could be the charge for execution. That's exactly what they wanted to do to Jesus. So they put on the costume of mockery on him, and they change his garment. Then they strip him of that garment and put him back in his underwear, and they rip his flesh apart. They were using metal and shard to rip it apart to show out the entrails of the person, because the goal being crucifixion was like a billboard. That if you mess with the Roman Empire, this too will happen to you. So what they wanted to do was rip the garment of Jesus' flesh that God had given him. All the different clothing that Jesus was in today's narrative. There's another man who comes on a scene who has a garment. He's dressed in lightly clad linen. And all of a sudden, at Gethsemane, it says when the guard sees him, they tried to grab him, and he ran away naked. His garment was stripped off of his body. And we think, who is this person? I think the best explanation that I've heard from scholars is that this is a cameo appearance of Mark himself in the gospel, that he wrote himself into the narrative so that people could see it. So Mark is saying here, I came and I saw this. And they think it was Mark because they believe that Mark's mother is the one who allowed Jesus and his disciples to have the Last Supper in the upper room. And so after they had finished their Last Supper and they were going out singing their songs, which were victory songs, they were singing the victory psalms of Israel on that night of triumph, they went down into the Kidron Valley and up into the Mount of Olives, that Mark would have gone to bed. And when Judas would have returned, because Judas was trying to capture Jesus, he would have gone back to that place where he thought he had last seen Jesus. But he would have woke up the family. And Mark would have woken up and thought, what's going on? He didn't have time to put on his other clothes, so he walked out in his pajamas, lightly clad linen. And he's sitting there watching as this is all unfolding in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when the soldiers see him and they grab him, he ran away naked. Why would Mark share with us that he was naked at that time? What does nakedness mean? When was the last time that we saw two naked people in Scripture? It was with Adam and Eve. Both of them were naked because they were shameful. Their clothes were also taken away. They were exposed. Clothes oftentimes symbolize something of the interior life of a person. So oftentimes the interior is reflected on the outside, the outside reflects something of the inside. But they were ashamed. So here Mark is now, and he's ashamed of what has taken place for him. And he realizes, I didn't have a deep faith at this time, but I'm an eyewitness to this, and I want to share with you what's going on. That he who is dressed beautifully is how we too are to dress in this life. And so oftentimes I share this with students when we talk about modesty in the way to dress. So we talk about Jesus and talk about wearing holes or hoodies or whatever, or sweatpants to church, right? We want to put on our best to kind of put forward for the Lord, because he in his way also did that for the Father, respecting that internal respect by something that he wore. And then when Jesus is laid in the tomb, he's placed with a linen cloth over top of his body, right? And then we also have the Shroud of Turin that has his face on it. There's wonderful series that are all on TV right now about that, how we have the marking of Jesus. Veronica put the veil on there. And then on the day of the resurrection, when you come to church and you listen to Easter morning, there's going to be the women that go down there to anoint Jesus. And when they come there, they find an angel. And the angel has all the linens properly folded and sitting right next to them very nicely. So you might notice at Mass sometimes I unfold a white cloth of linen. That's called a corporal, symbolizing the same corporal that Jesus' body was clothed in. And we use a veil sometimes. The chalice is veiled, something beautiful. Because the garment of the temple today was torn in two, showing something of God's anguish. And the high priest, when they come to him and they speak to him about blasphemy, he rips his clothes and they're torn too, showing something of his internal disposition, that he's not willing to listen to Jesus, he's not willing to listen to God. Clothing symbolizing something of the interior life all throughout the Passion narrative. And then we're told Jesus dies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at 9 o'clock and at 3 o'clock. He went out at 9 o'clock and then at 3 o'clock. What is significant about 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock? The priests were in the temple offering bread and wine to God, offering up bread and wine, and they were praying the benediction prayers. Send us the Messiah, send us the victor. And there he is. He is right there outside the temple. As they're praying for it, God is fulfilling it. They're offering bread and wine. And Jesus, who is our victor, clothes himself every Mass in bread and wine. All throughout there, a seamless garment of trust in Almighty God. So we have to reflect, is what I'm wearing, what I'm saying, reflecting the inside? And is my inside showing through on my outside? Is what I'm doing or saying or wearing reflecting God? And if it isn't, then I need to evaluate myself in this life.
because we're meant to clothe ourselves with Christ. But there's other things that we can end up clothing ourselves with. So he who exposed himself, who wore his mother's garment, who wore a thing of mockery, and then had his own flesh showed and exposed, because like Mark, who was showing that I was weak at that point, Jesus came, coming on a colt, as we just said at the beginning of Mass, as the new Adam, and he clothes himself naked on the cross to say, no matter what you are clothed in, you are my beloved child, but I want to cover your nakedness with something beautiful. So we may feel like we're wearing a costume. We may feel like everything is exposed like Mark was. But Jesus is saying, come to me, and I will clothe you with the most beautiful thing, my very self.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.